Justin.
Cruz, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, man. Making do, getting by here in quarantine, you know?
Yeah.
Best that I can.
How's that been treating you?
It's been a lot of the same thing every day.
Yeah?
Literally wake up, play some guitar, watch some TV shows, go for a run with the dog, go to the farm. Pretty much on loop.
Yeah?
The farm is keeping me sane, though, man. Horses are very therapeutic, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. How many horses do you have?
Well, I don't have horses, but my girlfriend has 3.
Okay.
And the farm that she's at, there's about 10, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've gotten to know them all on a first-name basis, so it's pretty wonderful.
And lots to do. 10 horses, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to take credit for a lot of it because I usually just sit back and watch. However, there are times where I do scrub the horses down. I'll walk them around the arena, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My new form of exercise.
The fun stuff. The fun stuff, not the shoveling.
Yeah. Are the gyms open where you are?
They are, yeah.
Okay, yeah, they just opened for us. I'm just trying to get back into it, too, and I'm just a disgrace right now. I can't even move. Like, going every day, not going at all for 4 months, and going back for one day, I feel like I got hit by a truck.
Oh, man. I wouldn't know what that's like. I don't go to the gym. I'm just naturally built like a harbor seal, so I keep it that way.
You don't need it, buddy. You're a handsome fella.
Listen, flattery will get you everywhere.
Oh,
so you got a new tune out, Justin. Loving it. Tell us about the song. Where did it come from?
Thank you. Yeah, so I wrote this song in September last year. And mm-hmm. I'm happy it finally came out. It took almost about a year to get it out, but I sat down with my buddy Tyler Shaw and Dawson Gamble, who co-wrote a couple of my other songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in honeymoon phase in my new relationship, and I was just so happy. And I came from a point where I was, you know, I was alone, I was feeling lonely, you know, and like despite everything going on, people don't know what's happening in someone's life. So mm-hmm. like, you know, it wasn't the best time for me. And then I met this girl, and I just felt on top of the world. So the song's pretty much about, you know, you could be down in the dumps, you could feel like nothing's going to get better, but then you meet that one person, which everybody will meet. There's a soulmate out there for everybody, I believe that. And, you know, life is just better with them, you know?
It's, yeah.
You're not drinking your pain away anymore. You're just drinking, have a good time, you know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what it's about. And I'm glad I was able to put it in a song format, and it's out now. And we've actually hit 100,000 streams in the first 10 days on Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube, so I'm super thrilled, and I'm just ready to go.
That's amazing, brother. Congratulations.
Thank you, my friend.
Here's to a couple 100,000 more.
Let's hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I'd like to get back out to Halifax and to hang out with my harbor seal.
I would love that. I would love to have a visit again. Now, what do you have planned for the rest of summer?
So I had shows, obviously, that are canceled. Mm-hmm. So to be honest, like, the music situation for me and a lot of other artists is not really happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to be recording new music. I'm writing all the time. And then just try and get all the songs ready for the next EP and then be ready to go from there.
Now, during quarantine and maybe some extra time on your hands, have you taught yourself any new hobbies or anything? Have you picked up anything new?
I would say the only new thing I learned is, okay, I'm going to say how to ride a horse. I rode twice. I fell off both times. I'm still scared to get back on. And it's kind of pathetic, too, because when I fell off, I was on a pony ride. So,
oh, no.
I was being walked around on a pony, and my girlfriend threw a rock. And the horse just spooked, and I just fell right on my back.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm never getting back on. But I'm trying to. I'm trying to pick up as much as I can with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love it so much. Like, being up at the farm is just the best.
Yeah.
Best feeling I could ask for, like, nice weather, nothing really around you. You feel at peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an animal guy, so.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
And horses are.
That would be my number one hobby I picked up.
Yeah, horses are beautiful, intelligent creatures, I tell you.
They are. Oh, stunning. And when they're kind, like, loving beings, it's so beautiful to be around.
And when they're big asshole brats, they're big asshole brats.
Let me tell you, yeah, there's some horses that just kick. There's actually one horse at the farm. She just gave birth to a little foal. So I think the foal's like 2 weeks old now. It's so cute. But the mom, she's just such an asshole.
Oh, yeah. I grew
Can
up
I say
on a.
That? I don't know, but I did.
Yeah. I grew up on a farm in Cape Breton working, and we had horses that used to nibble and bite and nip at you, and just being a butthead.
My
could do it.
The ones are the ones you let go in the paddock, and they just start kicking the air violently. I'm like, I don't want to be anywhere near this. Like, no, thank you, not for me.
Justin, where can fans get your music? Let's get that out there.
You can listen on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Amazon, anywhere you can stream. It's available. We sent the song to radio this morning, officially.
Amazing.
Perhaps on the radio. And my socials, my Instagram is It's Justin Tyler, and then you can find everything else from there.
Listen, man, I love hearing from you. Always great to chat with you.
Always.
When this craziness all lightens up, man, you got to get back out here for a visit.
I'm coming, and we're having lobster.
Yes, I'm in.
I will never forget the lobster I had in Nova Scotia.
I'm in. I will cook a big scoff.
Please do. I'm counting down the days, buddy.
All right. You take care of yourself, brother. Stay safe. Enjoy the farm, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great, Cruz. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.